We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sometimes you just got to rip the Band-Aid off, Crowder. So I'm going to just give you the stock market report. Get it out of the way.
Come on, quick.
Dow Jones Industrial Average down 525 points. S&P 500 down 78 points, and the NASDAQ down 330 points. An ugly, ugly day on Wall Street. It's been an ugly, ugly couple of weeks.
Well, let me tell you something, Hawk.
We'll
get them back tomorrow.
Look at that. Talk about it. Get them back tomorrow.
Get them back tomorrow.
Although, really, the way things are going in the stock market, I don't know. But we'll get them back tomorrow.
No, coach. No, stock market coach. You taught me we'll get them back tomorrow. You can't go
we'll
back on what you
We'll get them back tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, don't
get
do that.
Get them back tomorrow.
I'm about to get in my truck and head to Boca. Don't do that.
Let's get headlines here to start out the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. Gus Frerotte going to join us this hour in about 15 minutes or so.
Heat Celtics tonight, 8:30 p.m., guys.
Talk about it.
It's on ESPN or on 790, The Ticket, your home for the Miami Heat.
Heat up 2-1 in the series right now, which means they are situated for a five-game gentleman sweep, or as we like to call it, a five-game footlong.
Five-game gentleman sweep for the Miami Heat. Five game gentlemen sweep for the Miami Heat.
Pretty sure if they lose tonight, we will never be able to play that again this season. Because, you know, you understand what I'm saying? All right.
Wow.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Solana, no guts.
I'm just saying.
Solana. They're the Lakers.
But you keep saying they're the Lakers. They're the Lakers. It's okay. Yeah, they have LeBron James and they have Anthony Davis. And then what?
And then that's who makes plays and that's who makes wins is them too.
Rondo, Kuzma.
Yeah, I can't see it. No, don't go Kuzma or that.
What's
dude
my
with
guy?
That long ass name.
You like no, Alex Caruso? What about my guy? Caruso. Alex Caruso. Yeah, that's throwing it down.
Darius Williams, Nathaniel, Caldavius Pope. Oh yeah, his name's too long for me.
Nathaniel.
Like.
Also,
that is fourth name.
You keep saying it's the Lakers. You're so sure that the Lakers are going to close out this series. It should be 2-1 Denver right now. Make no mistake about it.
Solana.
Make no mistake about it.
I'll give you whatever you want. We can do whatever. There's no way the Nuggets beat the Lakers. No
I mean,
way.
I'm not betting on the Nuggets, but I'm just saying the Nuggets lost game two because Mason Plumlee's lazy. They had the game wrapped up before Anthony Davis hits that shot. They could have been tied 1-1, and last night a convincing victory for the Nuggets. They should be up two games to one.
Hey, I used to do that with Mason Plumlee when I had a hard cover. I used to just run into a blocker so I could have an excuse that I didn't cover the guy. Plumlee ran right into the pick. Hey, pick me. Hell, I don't want AD to embarrass me.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
Game four is tomorrow night, by the way. Lakers-Nuggets, 9 p.m. tonight. The Marlins play against the Braves. They've lost two straight against Atlanta, looking to bounce back today. That's at 7:10 p.m. The Marlins' magic number to clinch a playoff series. They've got to win three of their remaining five games.
People, someone just texted in, I'm delayed, but I think Noche de Sixto is a banger. Do you think we play it again here, talking about the Marlins, Crowder?
It's a banger now because we got a producer, we got a singer, we got a rapper. You got to play Alejandro.
All right, then just explain this a little bit more for people that are not of Hispanic descent or are old like me, Solana. This song, Noche de Sexo, is from whom?
Wisin and Yandel, or as I like to call them, W and Yandel.
W y Yandel. And the song is originally from when?
You didn't say what he said.
I don't know what you said there. This song.
He didn't say what you said.
Was released.
W y Yandel.
This song was released. The original song was released, I'd say around the mid-2000s, maybe 06, 07. It was an instant classic. I grew up in South Florida as a Latino person. Everywhere you go out to the club. Still to this day, this song comes on and everybody gets hyped. It is a gem for reggaeton fans everywhere.
Right. You told us DJ Zog from Power 96 has this as one of his all-time reggaeton classics.
Yes. He makes lists of the top 25 songs of a certain genre. And he did reggaeton, old school reggaeton, and this was on his top 25 list.
So because Sixto Sanchez is pitching tonight, and every time he pitches, you will call it Noche de Sixto, right?
Correct.
All right. Here is Solana's attempt at Noche de Sexo with Noche de Sixto.
It's your boy Solana.
Hacking crowd there.
So nasty.
Oye, Billy.
Pa Miami.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is a Marlins PSA. Sixto Sanchez has arrived, and Mattingly has his ace. Hoy es noche de Sixto.
The Fish are gonna win, and there's no doubt.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
Batters get ready to strike out.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
We haven't even seen his best stuff.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
Te juro que this kid is for real.
It's time for you to realize this is a different era. Marlins baseball, Jeter uses billetera. Sixto's like a prospect, straight out of novela. Might even love him more than Miguel Cabrera. Don't make him walk a batter, please. Let Sixto pitch. His stuff is straight filth. El combina su curva con el fastball de Pedro. Pedro dijo que Sixto es mejor.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
The Fish are gonna win and there's no doubt.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
Batters get ready to strike out.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
We haven't even seen his best stuff.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
Te juro que this kid is for real.
All right, how do we feel about it? It's the third time we've heard it. And again, because I'm unfamiliar with the original song, it's really hard for me to get into it. But I know that the performance is all over the board. I love having a Sixto Sanchez song, but I don't think I could ever do the "It's Noche de Sixto." It's just it's not like something you could chant per se at a game. But I think he produced it well, right?
Yeah, well produced. I would say the writing, you know, just small criticism. This guy has the good stuff, and he's for real. Why didn't you say he was tough? Because tough and stuff kind of rhyme better than stuff and real. But that's, you know, that's me from, you know, I'm outside the booth. I'm outside the lab, so I'm sorry.
Right. And he's with Skin and Len as well. So, you know, I mean, he doesn't know, you know. And this guy can rhyme anything. I don't know. Jen, what do you think? If you had to grade it A through F, what would you give it?
Probably a B, I would say.
I think a B. I think that's a good grade. I mean, this is a tough
grade.
Yeah, it's a tough song to do, Solana. Do you feel like this is one of your best or one of your worst or somewhere in the middle?
No, I think this is my best work yet. Yeah.
Best
I also
work yet.
Feel
okay.
Like the text line's being a little harsh. They probably haven't heard the song. And if you have, right. If you haven't and you're Latino, then you are not Latino, okay?
But you have to take that into account, though, right? When you're making a song, like you have to take it into account whether everyone has heard it or not. You know what I mean?
Right. But it's a very popular song. This song is kind of like what got reggaeton in trend back in the day. I remember this song. I was probably in middle school or something. And it just blew up. So I give props to Solana.
Hawk, I mean, I found something J Fig remembers. I mean, come on, you gotta give me props.
You know what? I'm gonna give it a D then.
A plus, she remembered something.
It's music related, okay? Leave me alone.
Okay, so just quick, I got one question. I have one follow up, J Fig. Let me see. My Spanish isn't that good. Noche de Sexo is the sex, the night of sex.
Yes.
And middle school, you were night of sexing music.
Oh, come on.
Oh, but come on. You were in middle school and you were singing Bump and Grind and all that stuff. That's crazy.
No,
lie. Lie.
Y'all on that BS.
You were singing Freak Me by Silk. Get out of here with your nonsense. That's you.
You know my mom. She wasn't going for that crap.
My mom's Latino. Latina. She does not care. She'll put on the music on, and she's like, dance, let's go. And I'm like, okay.
It's E for effort. These are the texts. E for effort. Noche de Sixto doesn't suck. It blows. He recorded it in a bathroom. This does not compare to Beat It. One mozzarella stick. As a Hispanic listener, it sucks. Hard to swallow. This song is like wine. Gets better every time. I would rather hear my daughter's third grade music concert on repeat over this. It sounds like Solana struggles in every language. Every time you play this, it gets worse. This is like YouTubers that try to rap. He's trying too hard to be Tobin. How about that? That's got to cut deep, Solana.
I don't get it. Tobin never made a reggaeton song.
I actually have something to say for the comments of recorded in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. One of the best recordings are in a bathroom, and you would know that if you took a sound recording class.
There you go. Look at that. Wow. J-Fig is spitting fire this segment. Uh-oh. Something has happened within her that has brought her out of her shell. She actually has opinions. She's not just saying, I don't know. This is something wonderful has happened here. I don't know how. But
no J-Day
Solana,
Sixto.
No J-Day Sixto.
Solana got to her.
You Sixto'd her up. You Sixto'd her up. All right. There you go. Anything else in the headlines, Solana?
The Chicago Bulls, they hired Billy Donovan as their head coach yesterday.
Yeah, saw that.
We have some Florida Panthers news as well. They acquired winger Patrick Hornquist.
Oh, they did? Wow. They got Hornquist?
I don't know if that's how you say his name. Man. Listen to this
spelling.
I don't
know. They're making moves.
H-O-R-N-Q-V-I-S-T. Hornquist. Hornquist.
Yeah, Hornquist. I can't wait, though. Get my Hornquist jersey. Let's go, Hornquist. He's got to be Swedish or Danish, right? Hornquist.
You better have a nickname.
Let's go. Yeah, Horny. Let's go, Horny. Hornquist.
They got him in exchange, thank God, for Mike Matheson. Oof.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. All right. Yeah. Anything else?
Mike Matheson era done in Miami. Those are your headlines brought to you by Joe Hillman Plumbers, your trusted plumbers for over 33 years. Today, we continue to service all of South Florida just as we always have. When you have a plumbing issue, we're available 24/7. Log on to joehillmanplumbers.com so we can help. Your friends at Joe Hillman Plumbers wish you all the best in these trying times.
All right. Gus Frerotte in the next segment, correct? Gus Frerotte, former Dolphins quarterback, longtime NFL quarterback. He's going to join us here momentarily. He was a teammate of Crowder back in 05.
My man. Y'all know talking about football. Y'all know I'm all about the game of football. Played. I love the game of football. But when it comes to my finances, I do not play around. Dade County Federal Credit Union, they've been serving South Florida since 1939. And when it comes to helping those members get that financial stability that we all want and need, DCFCU is the real MVP. In fact, they are proud partner of the Miami Dolphins, and they only partner with the best of the best, and DCFCU is that. Same services as those big banks now. Get those same services with a credit union that has a proven track record now, 1939. They have a proven track record of customer satisfaction, and no matter what your financial goals are, they'll help you get there. From checkings to savings to business accounts, credit cards, and auto loans, they even have a first-time car buying program. And with the Dade Autodesk, they'll find you the car of your dreams. I love this. With no dealer fees. And if you work, live, worship, or attend school in Miami-Dade County, you are eligible to become a member. You got to visit fincu.com. That's FINSCU.com to learn more. Dade County Federal Credit Union, they're better than a bank. They are your credit union. Visit fincu.com today.
All right, we'll talk a little NFL football with Gus Frerotte next here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
And to be honest, since we're full disclosure on this show, if I drink 80 ounces of beer in a minute, I'm going to pee in the bed that night.
Hock and Crowder.
Always interesting when we bring on one of Crowder's former teammates, because you never know.
I think some of them hate me, but they'll never tell me on my show. You know what I'm saying?
Trent Green had PTSD because I get the moment that he came on, he was like, oh, I could tell he was shaking. Anyway, we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Gus Frerotte, longtime NFL quarterback, Pro Bowler in 96, if you remember. And went 9-6 with the Dolphins in 2005, where he was a teammate with Channing Crowder. He is the host of Huddle Up with Gus. That's a podcast that you can hear on our own radio.com network. You should subscribe to it. You could download it at radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And Gus Frerotte is joining us. And what is your memory? I get, you know, you played for the Dolphins with Crowder, but Nick Saban was also the head coach. I can't stand that dude. And so I wonder, did that season scar you for life, or are you over it?
I don't think I'll ever get over that season, but you know, as far as Channing goes, there's probably things that I could say about him, but it were on public radio, so I probably shouldn't. So but, you know, being in the locker room, you hear a lot of stories. I was a lot older than Channing, so I didn't run in the same circles. But, you know, if some of them were true, they're pretty good.
Listen, doing the show with them for many years, they are all true. Every single one of them.
And, Gus, the rookie show, I don't know if you saw, but the rookie show with bringing in the stripper, that's already out. Somebody wrote a book about it, and I don't know who told him the story, but, yeah, the stripper thing's already out. So if that was one of them, bro, we're good to go.
Oh, that's definitely one of them.
Crowder said the same thing.
That's probably one of the best things I've ever seen in 15 years in the NFL.
Crowder has told the story, and it is in a book now because it was private for many years, but Crowder hired a stripper to come in and dance on Nick Saban, and Nick Saban ran for his office after a couple seconds from the way the story is told. Like, do you remember saying to maybe some of the other veterans, because it was your first and only season with the Dolphins, do you remember like thinking to yourself, like, what the hell is this dude doing?
Yeah, you know, and you know, Nick, like, if you can picture somebody that has a mortified look on their face, that was the ultimate look that Nick was giving at that time. But, you know, Nick is very straight-laced, very buttoned up, kind of, you know, tight ass, if you want to say. And then all of a sudden this happens, and I'm like, God, maybe that's what we need on this team, just to lighten everything up. But, you know, I don't think no matter what Channing was going to do to Nick, you were going to change him, buddy.
Yeah, man. And I can't stand him, bro. I tell the stories about when I'll say, hey, how's your wife? And he'll tell me, she'll be a lot better if you can cover her back on third down. Like, he was, bro, he was a, like you say, tight ass to me. But, Gus, I've never asked you this. As the starting quarterback of his first season in the NFL, he treated you the same way he treated me?
Oh, yeah. He and I went nose to nose many, 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 many times. And, you know, that was one thing that everybody said, you can't talk to Nick that way. I'm like, screw that. I'm putting my all I got into this. I'm 35 years old. I'm you know, in best shape I've been in a long time. And I feel great, and I love this team. I love the people we had there. And for him to – I just saw him treat people a certain way, and I didn't like that. And I knew that I wasn't going to let him get away with treating me like that as well. And that's why I was only there a year. I should have been there a lot longer.
Whoa, now I'm intrigued because I can't stand that dude. So Nick Saban tried to be college, you know, godlike Nick Saban, and you're a longtime NFL vet, and you're not going to be talked to or treated that way. So, like, was there tension from you know, practice one?
Well, I think it all started. I'm sure Channing has told this story before, though. You know, we had Junior Seau there. he was the ultimate veteran. He was the guy that everyone respected around the league. And he was our leader. He was our ultimate leader for the Dolphins that year. And, you know, after the first training camp and, you know, we had a great morning practice. We meet with Nick. There were eight of us that were the leaders of the team. And we're in the meeting. We said, we love everything. We love working hard. We want to win. All we want to do is win. We don't care about working hard. You can push us. But we asked one thing. Can we take our helmets off after we do our active stretch? And he just said, yeah, sure, whatever. You know, and then we go out and we're all watching Junior. Second practice. You know, we go through our active stretch. Junior takes his helmet off. And you know, everybody else does. And Nick just went ballistic on us. I don't know if you remember that, Channing, but he went ballistic. And right there, he lost a lot of the team. He definitely lost Junior Seau that day.
And, Gus, I didn't know. Bro, this is revelatory to me.
I love this.
You wanted to be there longer? Because, bro, we had a crazy stretch of quarterbacks after you left. And then they did the Breeze, and Pep comes in, and Joey, and Cleo Lemon, and all those guys. Bro, you wanted to be there longer?
Yeah, man, I loved our team. I loved being in that locker room. I liked our team. Yeah, I could deal with the coach. I played for, you know, up to that point, I played for five other coaches. I've been through the ringer, man. I really like Coach Linehan, and, you know, I know Coach Linehan wasn't happy there, but, you know, I had a contract, and I had an escalator clause in my contract that boosted my salary. And Nick basically told me, like, I can't pay you. You're too old to play anymore. We're going to bring somebody else in. And then the next sentence is, hey, do you think I should take Breeze or Culpepper? And I'm like, okay. What? You really going to ask me that?
No.
What?
No.
This is unbelievable. So wait a second. So he's telling you, I'm not going to pay you what your escalator calls for, so you're going to be gone. And then Nick Saban asks you for help in picking the next Dolphins quarterback?
Well, yeah. It's like, okay, what do I want to take? A guy with a bad shoulder or a bad knee?
Oh, my God.
He knew I played with Dante, but he knew I had played with Dante before, and I wasn't going to talk bad on Dante at all. I mean, I love that guy. And, you know, and I said, look, it's up to you. That's your choice. You're the leader of this team. But, you know, you got to make that decision. But I'm not going to put any words in and make you think a certain way about either one of them.
Well, Gus, I know you've heard what went on when he tried to take Pep out and put Joey in. But I'll tell you, you would have loved the day that Pep cussed his little ass out, because Pep let him have it in that bubble, Gus. Get your little short ass away from me. I'll whoop your ass. But, Gus, he let Saban have it. Boy, I wish you were there.
Well, I wish I would have loved it. I'm going to have to ask Dante one day on my podcast about that. But, you know, Channing, we as much as, you know, we despise some of that stuff that happened, I really did. I felt like that team, if we had another year together and we were coached right, we could have done great things. And the first year of any new coach and you win 9 games, that's pretty amazing. I've been around a while to watch. And that team, everybody loved working hard. Everybody put in the effort. And we were close. We were really close. We just happened to play one of the best teams ever in the NFL was in our division.
Gus Frerotte is with us. He mentioned his podcast. It's called Huddle Up with Gus. You can get it on radio.com. You can subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts and download it, and you'll get some great stories from Gus Frerotte. I'm just blown away, though, because it sounds to me, and maybe you can confirm this or not, sounds to me like Nick Saban is the worst coach you ever played for in the NFL. Yes or no?
Maybe. I
say
think,
it.
You know,
come on.
And the reason I say that, as far as coaching goes, I think he knows what he's doing. But as far as dealing with the players, I don't think he knows what he's doing at all. So
yes,
there's a fine line there.
And if you had a different coach, that 9-6 season or that season or future seasons may have been much better for the Dolphins if they weren't saddled with Nick Saban.
Well, I think it just hurt the franchise. You know, he leaves after, I don't know, what was it, 2 years? And, you know, that anytime you got to keep searching, we see in the NFL when teams try to do that and organizations try to do that, as the Browns, you know, Baker Mayfield's been in the league, what, 4 years now, and he's had I don't know how many different coordinators already. So yeah. It's tough when you got to keep changing like that. And I think the Dolphins are too proud of a franchise to keep going through that year after year after year.
So if you ran into Nick Saban somewhere, would you say hello? Would you be cordial, or do you have bad feelings about him?
No, you know, I'm cordial. I don't go out of my way or anything, but I was at the Senior Bowl one year, and he was there and bumped into him and just said, "Hey, coach, how you doing?" And he looked like he didn't even know who I was, so that was about it. And, you know, not much more than that.
I mean, you're in the NFL for years and years and years. This son of a bitch is pretending like he doesn't know who you are?
Well, hey, look. All I could say is we had a hurricane come through, and the next morning we had to be in the practice facility. So that's that sums it up right there.
Ugly human. An ugly human.
Yeah, Gus. Well, you're talking about Dolph. Let's go to Dolph, because I could do this all day, Gus. Because like you, it's funny you say that. I tell people, Nick Saban told me, I'm talking about Gus, more times than I can remember, what play was coming next. He would tell me. But the way he told me was so nasty, Gus. He wouldn't say, "Hey, Crowder, they're going to throw the weak screen away from Trips." He'd be like, "Hey, Crowder, they're going to go at you. They're going to go to Trips, and they're going to throw the ball to your running back because they know you can't cover. Are you going to make the play?" He would just say it so nasty, but he would tell me the exact play that's coming. So I'm torn on Saban, too, because I respect his football mind. But I don't – I don't use hate that much. I think I hate him as a person.
Well – I'm sure there's a few in the line with you, so you're not alone in that stance.
And so let's go. I want to ask you about Tua, Gus, because you played for a long time, man. And this is a big conversation down here with Tua. Fitzy starting right now, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Tua playing. There are two sides of this, Gus. There are start the young guys now and let them get experience. And when that side talks, they bring up Manning, they bring up Russell Wilson, they bring up Cam Newton, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, you know those guys, Big Ben. But then there's the side that put them on the shelf. Let them, you know, let them see, let them learn. Patrick Mahomes played behind Alex Smith, and he's the best quarterback in the league. Aaron Rodgers, Brady, Steve Young didn't play for like 4 years. What side are you on with a rookie quarterback? The start now, or let him develop?
Well, I hear you. Well, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick is one of my good friends, because when he was a rookie, I was with the Rams. So, he was in his second year. So, but I still treated him like a rookie. So, Ryan is a good friend of mine. And for me, when you have a young guy like Tua, who has an amazing amount of talent, but can be behind and be with somebody like Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's going to share information and knowledge with them, and, let him come into this league, because we all saw what happened to Joe Burrow last week. I mean, the kid had a great game, but, you know, it's hard to play quarterback when you're laying on your back the whole game. You know, and for Tua, I think that him coming back after an injured – I think he was injured during his senior year at Alabama, and coming back and getting a year to get under his belt, I say let Ryan play, let him lead the team, and let Tua learn as much as he can. And, you know, if things happen to where, God forbid, something happens to Ryan, then I think that Tua will be ready. But I'm on the standpoint of, you know, let the kid sit back and learn, take it all in, and then really, you know, you're going to use your draft, your offseason, to put some players around him that's going to enhance your team and get the Dolphins to where they want to be.
Gus Frerotte is with us, one of Crowder's former teammates, Dolphins quarterback for one season, and most importantly, got a new podcast. And you can get it at radio.com, Huddle Up with Gus. You enjoying doing podcasting stuff?
I do. I've done over 80 episodes now. I've interviewed some amazing people, friends I've met along the way, acquaintances I've met along the way. I just interviewed Randy. Randy Cross is out this week, which he's a three-time Super Bowl champion with the San Francisco 49ers, long time. You know, he's an announcer. He's been doing football for a long time. And the amazing thing, when I talked to him, he said he never lifted weights until he got to the NFL. And he's a center and a guard. And I said, "How is that possible?" He said, "I just didn't do it. I didn't like it. And they didn't care." And I'm like, wow, that would never happen today. But I get to interview great people. From my first ever was Roberto Clemente Jr. We had a great show, hearing about stories about his dad and his family, to you name it, in between. And so it's been a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. And people can find me at huddleupwithgus.com. I have a great store on there that has some cool items on there. You can go get a mask, whatever. But it's been a lot of fun, and I get to interview a lot of people and friends that I've met along the way.
Well, Gus, you got you a subscriber because I ran the music in the locker room when we played. I don't even listen to music anymore. All I listen to is podcasts and talk
run
radio.
The music. You weren't old enough to run the music.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's bring it.
Gus.
Bring it, Gus. Bring it.
Over in the
Tell
corner
us the
where
truth.
I had the store, who ran the music?
All I know is I wasn't old enough for the Dolphins like to run the music because Junior was there. He got to run whatever he wanted. But finally, when I went in 2008, I was 38 years old playing for the Minnesota Vikings, and I finally got to run whatever I want in the weight room, in the locker room, you name it. I got to do it, and boy, did I.
What was it? What's the first CD you played?
Oh, man, I just go back to some, I play a lot. I had a lot of music on, back then I had a little red iPod, and I bet you I had 500 songs on that thing. And, I just hit mix and let it play. And, it could come anywhere from Earth, Wind, and Fire to Led Zeppelin, you name it, it would come up.
Oh, I like that. Sounds good. Awesome. Gus Frerotte, check out his podcast, Huddle Up with Gus. And we got to have you on to talk more Crowder stories and Nick Saban stories. I'm just delighted by that. So that dude, that fool told you all to put your helmets back on after he had said you could take your helmets off?
Gus, Hawk hates him.
Yeah,
he hates
hate
him.
That's how you,
and
how
you know what? It's not even football stuff. I've heard so many stories of how he treated people at that Dolphins facility. People that are not high-profile people. I just don't like people like that.
No, man, you got to show kindness, empathy, everything, and that matters no matter whether you're running a football team, you're running a business, or you're just running your family. All that matters, and if you take it the wrong way, people aren't going to like you very much.
Yeah. Somebody asked me one time, what person in your life, if you found out they were an alien, you would not be surprised. And Saban popped up in my mind in a second, bro. I swear, it was a random question on a radio show, and I said, oh, Nick Saban, if he wasn't from this earth, because the sympathy and empathy and all those human things you just said, Gus, he doesn't have that in him.
Nah, when I called up after we had the hurricane come through, and we had to go in the next day after the hurricane, and there's my family. We have no power. We're trying to figure out what the heck. I've never been through anything like this in my life. And I called up, and I remember I called security, and they said, oh, yeah, coach is already here. He cut two trees down with his chainsaw out of his driveway. He's waiting for everybody. You got to get in here. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. You're like, what am I back in college here? Like, who does this guy think he is? Oh, my. And I can't believe he big-timed you when you saw him at the Senior Bowl. I mean, this is crazy stuff.
Well, he just, that's just Coach. But, that's just how it goes. And the other thing about Coach Saban is that he was going to run it the way he ran it. He wasn't going to make it like anybody else thought it should be. And whether he thought you liked him or not, it didn't matter. He was going to coach and run the team the way he thought it should be run. So you got to respect a little bit about that. But, it's about all of us together. It's not about one person. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
All that is great up until he ran his ass out of town. Airplane. Crazy. All right. Gus Frerotte, check out the podcast and get a Nick Saban sucks mask up there, and I'll come buy one right now. HuddleUpWithGus.com. We'll have you on again, Gus. That was fun. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Hawk and Crowder. Appreciate you guys, man.
There you go, bro. Gus Frerotte, former Dolphins quarterback. That was delightful. I had the time of my life.
Bro, I've talked to Gus a couple, during that year and a couple times since. I've never asked him about Saban. I didn't hear any of those stories till today, till a minute ago. Yeah.
I mean, he says day one he lost the team. I love that. Yeah. That's revelatory. That is excellent. Yep. All right, are we going to have time for Jax in the next segment, Solana?
Yep, we will.
All right, so we'll talk with Jason Jackson. He's at the American Airlines Arena, or he'll pretend like he's in Orlando, but we know the truth. Jason Jackson will join us in the next segment. Now, I want to talk about Caneswear. I've been saying this. You kind of want to start feeling back to normal, and sports is allowing us to do just that. And we've got four of the greatest nights of sports ahead of us with the Heat tonight, and then the Dolphins tomorrow, and then the Heat Friday, and then Canes FSU on Saturday. And it's why it's time to get back to Caneswear in Davie, or start start ordering some gear again at caneswear.com. And when you put on that Canes gear on Canes FSU Week, it just hits different, man. It is more than a store there. Caneswear is an experience. They've got the largest selection of Canes gear. You know, not just Hurricanes, though. They've got Heat and Dolphins and Inter Miami and the Marlins and everything that's going on right now. But they do speak Hurricanes in a language that Canes fans understand. And like I say, when it's Canes FSU Week, you got to get some new gear. You got to show your colors and you got to feel good about it. Caneswear and Davie, they're on University Drive. They've got the largest selection of items from Adidas. They've got jerseys, polos, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. They've got the only place where you get all the brands in one place, right? The Adidas, like I just talked about, Columbia brand, Starter Jackets, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle. They've got Caneswear exclusive shirts. They've got over 100 different t-shirts. They've got a huge selection there for men, women, kids, babies, pets, everyone. So if you are like me, you bleed orange and green, Caneswear is the place for you. And again, they're open. The store is open, 2511 South University Drive in Davie, or the website. You can get everything right on their website, caneswear.com. Caneswear.com. Caneswear, it is the spot where Miami fans shop. All right, let's take a quick break. Jason Jackson next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm Batman.
Hawk and Crowder.
Tell me Jax is on that smooth studio line, Solana. Tell me.
He's on that smooth studio line.
Jason Jackson. Talk to me, Jax.
Live from 601 Biscayne.
Woohoo! Love the way that sounds. We went long in the last segment because Gus Frerotte was telling us Nick Saban stories, and he does not like Nick Saban. I didn't know that. And it would have been like you having someone on tell Rajon Rondo stories, and I couldn't let him go. And it cut into your time. But Jason Jackson, so tonight, Heat TV. Now, Jack schooled us last week. Heat TV tonight, heat.com is where you go at 7:30 because it's an 8:30 tip-off. And then after the game tonight, you can watch Heat Live post-game on Fox Sports Sun. And Jax is with us right now. One of the reasons we wanted to bring you on is Thursday night, we had you pop into the show, and they won. Saturday night, we don't do a show, so you weren't there. They lost, so we got to keep the right mojo here.
Yeah, you know how we do it, baby. We had to come back, put everything in order properly. I'm sitting here watching all the show being worked on right now as the many signature segments like Ruth's Truths and Karate's Cuts and Ron's Rewind and Eric's Read. Boy, we get down with the monikers, don't we? And I'm over here to my left. I'm watching, you know, this is my home game tonight, so I'm watching the pregame ditties that are being put together. I don't even know why I use that term. they're working on the video boards. They're working on the video boards. And I will say this, I know, because I love having fun with you guys, but I will say this, we do have to kind of keep our eyes and ears open. Most outside of the AG's office in Kentucky are not pleased with the grand jury decision in the case that's connected to the shooting.
Breonna Taylor.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just I feel like I just threw like a wet blanket on everything, but I'm kind of in a professional athletic position realizing that that could impact some things today. So with that as the backdrop, hello. Greetings.
Has there been some scuttlebutt that maybe they would choose not to play tonight?
Not really, but there wasn't the last time either, right? I mean, true. There was the vibe and the intensity of what occurred the weekend prior in Wisconsin with the Bucks being involved. It's so connected, right? There's not an NBA footprint in the general vicinity of Louisville. What's the closest? You either got to go up northwest to Indianapolis or south to Atlanta to have the closest NBA city, I would imagine, maybe Memphis, but so with the footprint and the fingerprints, if you will, of the league just aren't there. But obviously, the players and coaches in this league have very much been connected to the murdering of, or sorry, I don't want to say it that way, but you know what I mean, the murder of Breonna Taylor being one of the many issues that are on the table and discussing where we need to go. We got to get to this other place where we're not talking about dying in exchanges with law enforcement. And I, listen, there are some tragic things that get done, right? There are crimes that actually occur. There is this single profession in which you can remove someone's life and liberty all in the same moment from one job. And so that's why we're all so active and also attentive, particularly from this league, to this case and to many issues like it, because we're trying to get to another place where that interaction that has to occur, that you have to have, as it is spouted so ridiculously in other ways, law and order and safety in our communities. It would be hard-pressed to find someone who doesn't want that. But in my exchange with law enforcement, I shouldn't be fearing for my life if I'm not trying to take theirs in that moment. So with that being said, you don't know, and you just stay poised for such things all the while getting ready for game four.
Well, Jack, speaking about that, it's something that I've told a lot of people, man. I'm proud of Adam Silver and the NBA on how they've dealt with it. Even with when the other games, when the Milwaukee Bucks came out, you know, after George Floyd and said, we're not playing, and how the NBA didn't make them forfeit, they postponed all the games that night. So I want to ask you, being a part of the NBA, you know, what, Jack, what you in, 30 years?
Overall, 16 here with the Heat, but which is interesting because this actually would be the start of my 17th season right now, right? We'd be a week away from training.
Oh, that's right.
It's astonishing, yeah.
But Jack, speaking about that, how proud are you of how the NBA's dealt with it, how they've dealt with all this that went on, minus the pandemic and everything else 2020 gave us, the social injustice, how the NBA dealt with it?
Channing, I've looked at this as three pieces. You have people who are totally down and understand that this is not political, this is human. There are political measures and lawmaking measures that have to be in place to make sure that things are what they should be in the way that we live our lives. But you have a group of people that are fully understand. You got another group of people, I think it's another third, not anywhere near scientific, but just how I like to speak in threes, is that there are is folks who want to listen. They just want to understand. They want to fully, they don't experience this in their lives. They recognize and have been inundated with the reality of these exchanges that turn tragic and want something different. Then you have a group of people that don't give a bleep. They just, this is not their interest. They don't care. They believe that everyone deserves what they're going to get. That group, I'm having a tough time. I almost want to take that third and just kind of push, like, this face mug them to the side. as though I was in a all-pro running back, right? Except if I was running and you were coming, because I know you didn't take that stiff arm stuff. But the imagery is there.
Yes, sir.
So with that, the fact that you do have what I feel is two-thirds of the people that are either righteous or willing to find their way there, that they understand full well that this is not just a black issue, it's happening to black people at a disproportionate rate, but there just has to be a change in which we deal with this space. Police officers, get out of your cars. Let's not call it policing. Let's call it protecting and serving. Let's try not to be so compatible with one another in these exchanges. Let's really figure out who we're letting in police academy. How are we training them? How are we recruiting them? Once they become police, how are we retraining? How are we reconnecting? In my time as a broadcaster, I have been trained and coached over three different times of how to deal with changing times in the workplace. And I've been in sports my entire career. I did not join a fraternity in college, but I've worked in one for 30 years. And you got to change the way that you behave, the way you talk, the way you professionally grow other people. Just the mere networking of it has altered. And so why would – this is a damn toy store we work in. Why wouldn't that be the case for those individuals that are connected to people's life and liberty and being able to remove it in an instant due to their decision-making? So the fact that the league has made this – a priority, and that the commissioner came out in an interview with Bob Costas earlier this week. You know, this is maybe yesterday, or it might be the day before, noting that this is going to be something that comes out of the bubble. This isn't something that just is a footprint in Orlando, but the other 27 NBA cities, they're also going to have these initiatives for the foreseeable future. They didn't pledge $300 million over the next decade to just stop with jersey and floor messages. And that's what's refreshing.
Yeah, I would agree. I think Crowder said it best. I think the NBA has done a fantastic job bringing it to the forefront. And obviously today's Breonna Taylor decision, which is the wrong decision, I think most people would agree, brings it again to the forefront. We'll keep an eye and see what happens tonight. So Jax always preaches the gospel, man. Starts talking, whether it's basketball or
I was supposed to hit you with some bams,
social
some
justice.
Some dribble penetration.
He brings it. He draws us right in as Jax does. But now we got a break.
Now we
had no time for basketball. But that's all right. That was more important than basketball.
Told you before, Hawk. That's why I don't bring my wife around, Jax. I told you before. He's too
first
smooth.
Of all, that's not true. That's not
right.
True.
The moment he starts talking, whatever he decides, whatever avenue he goes down, you know you're going to lose. Yeah, if you're with someone, you're going to lose.
If you find that you are capable to enjoy my chicanery, then God bless you. Otherwise, you get me on my best behavior.
Chicanery.
I'm
is
a steal chicanery.
Perfect description.
I'm stealing that word.
Heat TV is on Heat.com tonight at 7:30 with Jax, and then Heat Live post game will be right after the game on Fox Sports Sun, just like usual, just as if you were watching the game on Fox Sports Sun.
Riley
all right,
Hunter,
Jax,
Crotty,
do your thing.
Reed, Rostine as well.
We love them all.
Speaks. Come on,
love them all. Ted
well
Ballard,
said,
AJ
Jax.
Speaks,
well,
still
well
doing
said,
it,
big dog.
Appreciate
all right,
it.
We'll talk to you next game.
Better.
Right? When is the – what's today?
If people want to
– yeah, we'll talk to you Friday. No, we got to – unless they lose tonight, then we can't talk to you.
True that. We'll figure right. it out. I did change championship rings. I went back to
– okay, all right. Yeah, you got to change
it up.
Jason Jackson, watch him tonight. Heat.com at 7:30, Fox Sports Sun after the game. All right, thank you, Jax. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. We're running a little bit late, and I apologize about it, but – went along with Gus Frerotte, and Jax had important things to say. So I'm glad that we are running late because we got some gems, some pearls, if you will. I'll give you some more pearls here. Guys, I want to talk to you about something serious. It's erectile dysfunction. It is a huge problem for a lot of men. Good news is North Beach Medical Clinic now has a treatment for ED that does not require any medication, injections, or surgery. You can finally get rid of that pill. North Beach Medical Clinic. They use the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy to open up and regrow blood vessels. It's clinically shown to get the blood flow going where you want it and when you want it. Even Cambridge studied their technology and concluded it has a very high success rate in getting rid of erectile dysfunction without the use of pills. The science is sound. It is a medical breakthrough. So, if things are not going so great in the bedroom, do not delay any longer. Call North Beach Medical Clinic right now and receive the doctor's exam for free. Plus, you get 20% off the treatments. This is a special offer just for my listeners. So you want to call right now, 305-566-1000. That's 305-566-1000. Call North Beach Medical Clinic right now. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction. Claim that offer. Just call 305-566-1000. All right, we got to take a break. I know it's already 5 o'clock. This is going to be a quick break. We'll come back 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.